It's Thursday, and welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the new show that plays many layering games. I'm Nas.
I'm Rusty, and Jason's absent.
Still.
Oh man.
You know what's really cool?
What?
Remember there was that statue that everybody's speculating online that's going to be the new Elder Scrolls game. And then people were like, no, this is going to be, this is clearly Doom. And then somebody said it might be Divinity. And then that speculation grew. And it is.
That crazy, it was a crazy looking statue. There was all kinds of stuff going on with it. Man, but
there was a lot of controversy over this trailer. I saw a couple of things posted to social media that were saying that it was too graphic.
Yep.
I think it was just great. It reminded me of like the old intros to like the Diablo games, kind of, right?
Actually, yeah, I saw that there was a comparison to this.
Oh, really?
There was somebody was doing a comparison for the Diablo expansion.
Yeah,
and what the Divinity trailer actually looked like. And, you know, just kind of like went back to older Diablo stuff. Divinity actually out Diablo in this, you know, situation.
Yeah. And what it was is there was like some kind of like harvest. It looked like a harvest feast or something like that at first. Mm-hmm. In some old school pagan land in Europe, right? And then there's a, you know, a big like effigy of sorts, right? And then it's revealed inside the effigy is a guy that's like strung up with his legs and arms just kind of suspended. And then they light it on fire. And then he explodes in a whole flood of like blood and gore and everything else as he's burning up. And then all these like weird, gross things start growing. It's pretty, man, it is metal as hell. It's like, yes. And then I saw Divinity. I was like, oh my God, Larian is so still here. They're not back. They're still here.
Yeah. There was a short bit, and I'm not sure. I didn't actually watch, catch it on the live, you know, when it was shown initially, but on the YouTube video, like the first 5 seconds, like, this is a really graphic scene. And I'm not sure if that was actually shown at the Game Awards.
I don't think so. I don't remember.
But that was, it was pretty bit a big shock. I thought it was amazing. It really kind of captured like what, you know, you were asking yourself, what's going on? What's the situation?
Yeah.
And then
I was just going to say like
As soon as the effigy, you know, does all the things, right? And it pans out and you see the same, you know, the same shape as the statue that, you know, that was put out in the desert. You're like, oh my God, this is the thing that I saw online and what everybody was talking and speculating about. And then it goes and, you know, and shows just the word Divinity.
Yeah.
Which caught a lot of people off guard because they're expecting the original Sin 3 at the bottom, but this just says Divinity, which is a very interesting take.
Yeah, and it was kind of described by Sven, the director head for Larian, that it's designed to be a fresh entry point for newcomers while still having some connections to the old games, which is cool because like you've played Divinity 1 and 2, and they're kind of whimsical in a way. Like there are portions of those games that are dark, but it's also like fantasy with some like whimsical elements, right? And then they did Baldur's Gate 3, which was decidedly darker in spots.
But it also had its light, you know, light humor. Like there was enough D&D in a Baldur's Gate to have it serious, have it grotesque, but also have its lighthearted moments. And you know, it's fun. And I think that balance was, you know, was there for a reason. The Divinity Original Sin and Original Sin 2, it had arguably less of the grotesque, and it was more colorful. Whereas this starts out dark. It starts out like it's going to be it's going to be like really gritty. And I think that is a really interesting, way to, to start it off. Like, of course, you've got the priest that's in that, that's in the video, that's white robes, gold mask, things like that, the symbol of purity. And then you've got like the effigy and what came out of it as like the symbol of corruption and just the craziness that happens alongside it. I can see that being a very interesting way to bring new players into the Divinity universe.
Because if you, I don't know, like in 2, you had this whole like spiritual sanctuary thing that you went to for your base. It was a kind of a weird game.
It was kind of celestial in a way.
That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah. And this, I mean, we only have the trailer to go off of, right? There's no gameplay. So there's a lot of speculation right now. What we do know is that Larian described the game as being even bigger in breadth and depth and intimacy than Baldur's Gate 3, which is, I mean, saying something.
Well,
that's a big game.
That was a big game and also an incredibly good game. So at this point, even if they don't, like, I hope they don't overpromise and underdeliver, right? But like, there's a potential for that to happen. If it's at least in the same ballpark as Baldur's Gate 3, I'm happy. I think it probably will.
They've got a pretty good, team of people who can weave a story, I believe. And they do a really good job of, they did a fantastic job with weaving the story in Baldur's Gate 3. So I think that that they've got the chops to be able to do it. With the amount of lore that was locked into Original Sin and Original Sin 2 and just the books, right? If you read all of that, there was a lot of shit in there that barely got talked about. Like, the voice acting didn't actually cover it. If they bring that storytelling, and bring the players into that storytelling like they did with Baldur's Gate 3, that would be a really great, great way to introduce new players to the Divinity universe. And I think that would be I think that's what they're going for. It's speculated right now because there's no actual gameplay or footage or anything like that. It's speculated that they're going to continue with the CRPG elements, because that's been their success story for the last 3 games, right? So, they'll take what they learned from all of those games, including Original Sin, Original Sin 2, Baldur's Gate 3, and, refine that to their story. And that was one of the things that that they were saying about Baldur's Gate, was that it wasn't their story. They did a really good job with it, but it wasn't their story to tell.
Right.
They really wanted to get back to telling their story. And
it's like, they got the opportunity to grab that IP and then work with it and shape it to be kind of Larian style.
Yeah. And I would love to see another Baldur's Gate game, but I also can understand that, when you've got a game that's like a masterpiece, you just want to set that on the shelf and be like, yeah, we did that. Because everything past that's going to be measured to that point.
Yeah, all the Dungeons and Dragons, all of these, CRPGs that come out after, every single one's going to be compared to that. And it's going to be hard for people for the next 10 years to compare to that.
Right. So when they go and they take what they learn from all of that and apply their story to it, then, yeah, they can say, we drew inspiration from our past, from our past. But this is all our own. And this is going to play differently than that. And I think that's a very smart take for Larian, coming off of the success of Baldur's Gate 3, to go their own way and focus on what they want to do as a studio and tell their story. And that will make it so that their past doesn't come back to haunt them and make you know, and cause issues with their next release. They needed to make a splash, and I think they did.
Yeah, they. You know, the only thing I hope is this is not like 3 years out. It's already been like 2 years since Baldur's Gate 3, right?
It's possible, but I've always been one to be like, you know what, take whatever time you need, man.
I'm getting
older. I don't necessarily want to see like Metroid Prime 4 or the Elder Scrolls, you know, amount of time. Those were announced way too early, but I think that, you know, that I don't think that we're going to be waiting that long. If we wait 2 years, we wait 2 years.
Man, if they drop this next summer, I'd be happy.
If they did, I'd be surprised.
I think you're right.
I would expect gameplay, and not just a cinematic trailer if they were ready to do it within the next year. I'm thinking that it's probably going to be, you know, at least a year and a half, you know, if I had to guess. These are big games, and there's a lot of inner working parts. Like, just look at how all the quests worked in Baldur's Gate 3, right? There's a lot of little interactions there. And just trying to wrap my uneducated, non-coding brain around the fact that there's so many different hooks into things that, you know, that trigger different voice lines, like, that takes some skill, and I want them to do the best they can with this, because, you know, I enjoy the hell out of their games, and I want to see them succeed.
Well, I am also in the same boat, but we want to know what you guys think. What did you feel about the Divinity reveal? Leave us a comment here on YouTube, but find full episodes of Tiltcast at tiltcast.com, iTunes, and Spotify. As well as the audio versions of all of these episodes, and then come back on Saturday for more news. Don't forget, if you're on the audio version, find us at youtube.com/tiltcastshorts with a Z. Catch you guys Saturday.